This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 10 for Tuesday, August 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Today's futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, playing catch-up with the Chicago soy complex. Canola 10 cents to over $7 lower at the final bell. November down $7.40 at $790.10 per ton. Soybean and soy oil futures in the U.S. were down sharply yesterday when Canadian markets were closed for civic holidays. Soy oil ended with small losses, but beans managed to turn higher, with the gains there helping temper the losses in canola as well. Canadian weather conditions look relatively favorable for crop development, with timely rains and moderate temperatures. However, any moisture may soon start to cause harvest delays for early maturing fields. The Canadian dollar is weaker on the day, providing some underlying support. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures ending higher, while wheat narrowly mixed. Soybeans had moved lower in earlier activity, initially seeing follow-through selling after yesterday's losses, but managed to uncover some support and turn higher. November up 4 cents at 13.06 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop improved 2 points in the good to excellent category, now at 54%. An estimated 90% of the U.S. soybean crop is blooming. That's up 7 points from the previous week, with 66% setting pods. Positioning ahead of Friday's monthly USDA supply demand report was a feature, with average pre-report forecasts calling for a cut to U.S. soybean production from earlier estimates. Corn also posting small gains in what was described as turnaround Tuesday activity, the September contract up 3 cents at 4.85 per bushel. U.S. corn production is also expected to be revised lower in Friday's report. The U.S. corn crop was rated 57% good to excellent in the latest weekly report, improving 2 points. Development is running slightly ahead of average. Wheat futures ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the September contract at 8.29 per bushel, while Kansas City closer to unchanged, up only 0.75 cents in September at 7.70 and a half, and Chicago wheat ending mixed, down a penny in the September contract at 6.56 per bushel. U.S. spring wheat was rated 41% good to excellent. That's down 1 point from the previous week, with 20% of the crop now in the poor to very poor category. The spring wheat harvest was moving ahead at 11% complete. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 87% done. That's up 7 points on the week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.